Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Today is June the 16th, 2016, and this is our weekly South Center's live streaming radio and video shows that are aired on the Ohio State University South Center's channel. While we build our video studio, we are enjoying the radio live streaming broadcast that we'll be doing Thursdays from 9 to 9:30 during the month of June. As we have been building our video cast, we've added something unique, Kimberly.
Definitely unique. A new system that we can broadcast live.
Yes.
We put the face with the voice now.
Yes. And so what we're doing is we're sort of testing out some of the systems. You know, Kimberly, our goal is simple, to inform our listening and viewing audience of the diverse educational programs and, more importantly, the individuals who work with these programs and how they assist the individuals that are listening.
Sure. We have people from agricultural research education programs, aquaculture, soil and water conservation, food and marketing, many programs in our area. We have resources, banking industry, and all over the state of Ohio and on a global basis. We provide services throughout the world, really, from OSU programs. So today we have a couple guests that we're going to have describe what resources they can help with in business development and personal development.
You know, Kimberly, banking is really one of the bloods of our society. Without enough blood, oftentimes the society can become a little bit anemic, and we have a difficult time. But the banking communities that we have seen throughout our area are very instrumental in keeping businesses alive, keeping individuals financially stable. And that's why when you had mentioned that we were bringing on members from the Ohio Valley Bank, I was very pleased because they have been a very good supporter of the small businesses in our area. They have been a very good supporter of the University of Rio Grande and business organizations and the Chamber. So without further ado, tell us who you are bringing on.
Our first guest is Tony Daly. He's an assistant cashier in program development, business sales, and support at Ohio Valley Bank. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Enjoying this beautiful sunshine today we have in Southern Ohio.
Absolutely.
Well, Tony, tell us a little bit about your role and maybe some programs that you might be involved with at Ohio Valley Bank.
Well, my role, as you said, I kind of have a couple of different hats here at the bank. My primary function at this time is business sales and support. So I take what I call our complementary products to, for instance, a business checking account, such as online banking for businesses and remote deposit capture, so the ability to scan checks to deposit them at your location, and merchant services, so credit and debit card processing. I sell those to our current customers, and I support those products, you know, if there are ever any issues that come up. You know, customer needs some help with something, some troubleshooting, things like that. I'm their first line of support for those products. And I also do product development. So I'm the guy at the bank that's out there looking at what's new and cool on the horizon, especially in the realm of consumer-facing technology. So, you know, our business customers, our personal customers, the things that they deal with on a daily basis, our online banking, our mobile banking, and things like that. I'm the guy that's out there looking for the new stuff that we can add to those products to make our customers' lives easier.
Oh, very nice. I understand you use a lot of advanced technology at Ohio Valley Bank. Tell us a little bit about one or two of those items that might be helpful to individuals and businesses?
Well, you know, we pride ourselves on being just as technologically capable as the national banks. You know, we're a community bank. We're localized here in Southeast Ohio and West Virginia, but we've got all the technology that can compete with whatever any of those big banks have. A few of those items, such as our mobile deposit, the ability to take a picture with your cell phone and deposit that check that you're taking a picture of into your checking account. You know, all those big banks have that, and we have it as well. And that is a free service that we offer. And it's actually, you know, the mobile version with the phones, that's a free service that we even offer to our business customers. Now, we also have a more robust version of that, which I mentioned earlier, the remote deposit capture, and that's actually putting a scanner inside the business's location. Now, that one isn't necessarily free, but it offers a lot more functionality, a lot more speed of use, and larger volume to that business customer that maybe the small business customer that's using the mobile phone application wouldn't necessarily need. So those are a couple of examples of some of that new stuff that we like to talk about.
Excellent. Everyone is always looking for easy to use and fast. That is definitely helpful when you're talking about banking service. Is there something on the horizon you want to give us, like a glimpse of what you're looking at maybe for the future? You mentioned the development part and out searching for what's new and coming. Is there anything that you can share?
Sure. I'm always looking for that next big thing. Right now, honestly, I personally don't see anything just earth-shattering on the horizon right now. When I say that, there's always incremental tweaks. There's always improvements of interface and things like that, but I don't see that thing that's just going to change the face of banking right now. But we are currently looking at some new tools that might assist our customers with purchasing new vehicles. So, you know, like I said, it might not necessarily be the thing that's going to break banks or break the financial industry or anything, but it's going to be that thing that's going to improve our customers' lives, make things easier for them, like you said, faster, easier, and we're looking for new technologies in order to facilitate that.
Tony, I have a quick question. Since I'm been around a little bit longer than the rest of you, I have seen how the internet, the communications has gone from a single phone in a family that would be stationary to a variety of different electronic devices, including iPhones and, you know, the banking service is not necessarily just from 9 to 3 or, you know, whatever the traditional times were. It is now 24/7. But it does raise an issue about security. You know, with all the information that we have throughout that's going through the airways, I know that Ohio Valley Bank is very concerned about security, and you have your own task force. Would you care to share some information about, you know, some of the security and how Ohio Valley Bank and some of the banking communities have helped to lessen the security issues or lessen the theft?
Sure. Well, you're right. I deal with our security, not daily, but very often, because I am looking at these new products, and we have a very rigorous test whenever we deal with a new vendor or service provider that they have to go through in order to prove that their security is up to our standards. You know, there are certain certifications that they have to meet. There are certain third-party audits that they have to have done, and if they don't have those, we can't work with them. So, you know, I feel that we do everything in our power to keep everything as secure as possible. A few items that I would like to talk about as far as security is the EMV chip cards. I've talked about this quite a bit recently, and those are the credit cards or debit cards that have the little chips in them. I'm sure a lot of people have seen those, but some may not. And those cards add an extra layer of security to the transaction for the customer. It makes that transaction that much more secure by adding that extra layer of security. So it just becomes more secure than using the mag stripe or the black strip on the back of the card. When you insert that chip card into the reader, it increases the security of that transaction.
Yes, as a matter of fact, while you were talking there, I showed to the viewing audience on our video where the chip card was. We have very sophisticated individuals that can break systems. So I'm assuming that banks have to be constantly updating the way money is transacted. Am I correct?
We're always updating our security. We're always keeping up to date on all of our antivirus and everything like that. Our firewalls are up to date, you know, on our systems, and we're always looking for the most secure way to deal with transactions for the customers. So one thing we're looking at right now is a new mobile banking suite. And in that mobile banking suite for the phones that offer it, it is going to use the thumbprint verification to log in. So it just makes the mobile banking application all that much more secure. Our current application has a password, but passwords can be guessed if they're not the best passwords in the world. A thumbprint is much harder to hack into than a password. So our upcoming mobile banking suite will have that extra layer of security as well.
Huh, that's rather interesting. And then eventually, when you watch some of the sci-fi movies, they scan the eyes. So eventually that'll be where our eyes will be scanned.
Like a thumbprint?
That's not eventually, Pat. That's here right now. We don't have that. We don't use that currently, but that is available. I've seen it at some of the conferences I go to for new technology. Actually, I've been seeing that for a few years. So eye scanning, that's included on some Windows 10 devices. I think it might be facial recognition rather than retina scanning. But not only do they do retina scanning, but they even a more secure version of the eye scanning is scanning the blood vessels in your eye rather than the retina. So that's already here. The future is right here, right now.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting.
It is. We have about a minute and a half left, Tony. Is there anything else you want to let us know about or how people can contact you if they're looking for banking information?
Well, really quickly, I would like to talk to, all our small business customers out there and kind of just reiterate the importance of the ability to accept those EMV chip cards. It's not a rule that they have to right now, but if they don't and the card issuer issues the card, then that business owner is going to be liable for any fraud that occurs at their location because of that card, which currently, or if they do accept the chip cards, then the card issuer is liable for that fraud. So just kind of trying to push some of that liability away from the business owner. I think that's important for them to know. And as far as contacting me, I'm available. If you go or call any Ohio Valley Bank branch, they can definitely transfer the call to me. They can always get you to me. I'm around in Gallup Police, so at least usually 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. So if anyone ever has any questions and wants to stop in and see me, they're more than welcome to at our main office. Just ask for Tony.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony. We really appreciate you being on today. We're going to go ahead and jump on to
Brenna Butler.
Brenna Butler, from Ohio Valley Bank. She is the Vice President, Corporate Communications. Hi, Brenna.
Hi. Thank you for having me on today.
Very welcome. We're glad to have you. I understand that you're have a number of offices throughout Ohio and West Virginia, and then also that the bank itself has been in business for 144 years. Is that what you were saying a little bit earlier when we were...
Absolutely, yes. The bank was established in September 1872 and has been going strong since then. We have 14 offices that we operate in southern Ohio and western West Virginia.
Very nice. A lot of banking opportunity around the state in West Virginia, it sounds like. I understand you're involved with the internet mobile services also. You were mentioning how much money is involved with internet banking.
Absolutely. Last year, I know Tony talked a little bit about mobile banking, and mobile deposits has been one of our products that has really been something that our customers love. Last year, we had over $3 million deposited through mobile phones, and in all, we had about 2.7 million transactions conducted just in internet banking and mobile banking. That's not counting any transactions in a banking office or drive-through, just 2.7 million strictly online and mobile. And that's to me, I've seen that number grow just dramatically over the last few years.
Just a quick question. Do you ever feel that we will just go strictly online banking, or is there always a need to speak to someone like I'm used to? You know, I'm used to going to a bank and talking with someone and deposits and checks. Do you feel that we'll ever do away with that?
You know, I get asked that question a lot, and I do not foresee a time where there are no brick-and-mortar banks. It's always that we're dealing with your financial welfare, your money. The customer will always want that safe place that they can go to, that they know they can just sit down and talk to someone in person, and we're always going to be able to provide that for them.
I think that's great. I know my wife and I are check users.
There's not too many of those anymore.
This is true.
Yeah, but I got used to that before the turn of the century. each one of us get into certain kinds of habits, and you know, I do some online banking, but I've I'm one of those older generation that feels secure in what I'm doing, even though it may not be secure. And as my children and their children come along, they'll get used to certain kinds of things too. But it's interesting. A bank has to sort of service we older people. It has to service the baby boomers and service the young ones. And I know you share a lot of different programs for a lot of different people. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I know that you and I have spoken before about the financial literacy programs that we conduct in local schools. We have a full-time financial literacy leader on staff. Her name is Hope Roush. And for the past several years, she's been conducting these programs. We do, in the elementary schools, we do something called OVB Classroom Adventures. It features the Sensibles cartoon characters that are on Fox Business. And it's just a real fun, interactive lessons. She does a savings lesson and a credit lesson. You can never reach anybody too young. We really have a mission with our financial literacy programs to teach kids to save before they learn to spend. And that's kind of a mantra you'll hear over and over again from us, instilling that belief in saving at a very young age is just so important to their future financial welfare. After that, we do a program in middle school age called Money Island. Money Island is actually a virtual online world where the kids can go in and they get some mock money called smackers, and they can invest their smackers in the island stock market. They can spend if they want to buy things for their tiki hut on the island. They can also do some basic savings, and they even have a job on the island. So it's a really neat money management experience. Their job on the island is to learn, so they actually complete other financial literacy lessons within the virtual world to earn more smackers. So it's a fun time, Money Island. It's a real fun time and a great learning experience for the middle school group. Now, in high school, we have a very robust program. It's actually won some national awards, and it's called OVB Bank It. And Bank It is a program where Hope Roush goes to some of our local high schools, and the high school determines what class they would like her to conduct Bank It in. It's typically an American government class or a personal finance class. And she will go to the school monthly and be in the classroom that one day a month. And the kids have a mock portfolio of bank accounts that they have to manage. Typically, the first half hour of the class, they're managing their accounts, moving the money around as they need to. And the last half hour is a real in-depth financial lesson. And so that we've seen a great benefit. There's a lot of financial literacy standards that our teachers are required to meet anymore in Ohio, especially. West Virginia has those standards as well. And we found that the Bank It program is a great way to help those schools meet their standards and get those lessons out to the kids.
I tend to agree with you. I wish those programs were available when I was in high school. And the reason being is, most of us, when we graduated, we had a general idea about the expenses, but we never really learned to budget or understand budget.
In the Bank It program, there's actually one whole day's lesson is about budgeting. And they get a set amount of money and have to budget for the month. And it's funny, some of the choices the kids make in order to meet their budget, you know. They would have never thought of going without satellite TV before, but when they're faced with making that decision, whether they want to buy groceries or TV, you know, they're often making those right decisions and telling us, well, those are things that they never even thought about. You know, they assumed that they if they had a decent job, they'd be able to pay all those bills and have the topmost of everything. So it's a real good learning experience.
I know that Ohio Valley Bank has a keen interest in some of the students at the University of Rio Grande. As a matter of fact, you've had a number of different internships in which students from the University of Rio Grande have had opportunities to really learn the practical side of banking.
Well, and I don't know if you realize this, but I was actually one of those interns. I attended the University of Rio Grande. I won't say what year because it's been quite a few, but I was in the mass communications program there, and I did my internship at Ohio Valley Bank, and they hired me right after I graduated.
That is fantastic, and I think that's so important. Because many students, you know, come from a high school that they've been, you know, maybe they've had a part-time job, but they really haven't had a lot of living. So I would say that, you know, the more traditional students, the students from 18 to 22, really need those kinds of internship programs. And so I'm glad to hear that Ohio Valley Bank is very much interested in doing that.
Yes.
I think you mentioned other programs you might offer there to students at Rio Grande. Is that right? You mentioned three programs.
We're not offering anything as a regular program to the University of Rio Grande right now as far as financial literacy goes. Now, we do have an ongoing checking product that is perfect for that age group. We have what we call our Right Start checking account, and that's an account that is for ages 16 to 25. And it offers them some surcharge-free access to ATMs, as well as some great tools to really get them started, course-free online banking, mobile banking, text message banking, which is super popular with that group. Just some great tools to get them started with a Right Start. That's exactly why that was named. A couple of years ago, an online blog called NerdWallet, which is a leading financial literacy blog for millennials, they actually named that as one of the top checking accounts for students in the country. So we were very honored by that declaration from NerdWallet, and we continue to have that program, which it just has done an unbelievable job of getting those kids off to the right foot.
I would be very interested in learning a little bit more about the Nerd Wallet. That sounds like it's an interesting program.
Brenda,
actually a website. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go.
What's
the website?
It's actually a website and financial blog. Nerd Wallet is. They talk about all kinds of financial topics, give you the kind of the ins and outs, so to speak.
So if I were to search on the web, I would just type in, is there any spaces, Nerd Wallet, just one word?
Nope, Nerd. Don't quote me on this, even though this is live, but I believe it's nerdwallet.com. But a simple search in Google just for the term Nerd Wallet, no space, I believe that you'll get right there.
Okay, we have a few more, or one more minute, for you to kind of wrap it up and tell us maybe how to contact you if we have questions or the organization or if there's something else that you want to make sure that we're aware of before you exit.
Oh, absolutely. You can always contact any Ohio Valley Bank office by calling 1-800-468-6682. That's kind of a central number that if you call that, they can get you to anybody in any of our offices from that number. Also, feel free to email callcenter@ovbc.com. If you would like to reach me specifically, I am actually based at our main office on 3rd Avenue in Gallup Police. Just stop by and see me.
Okay, so the number again is 1-800-468-6682. What's the rest of it?
6682.
So, and what I'll do is I'll do my best to post this. Brenna and Tony, thank you for a delightful, informative morning. I really appreciate that. Each month, we've asked Ohio Valley Bank, Brenna, and associates to come on and talk a little. So I really appreciate both of your times, willingness to discuss something that's very important. So thank you. Kimberly, we have next week, we have a gentleman from the president, Ohio State University President's Office. He's the media coordinator. I'm just going to call him Joe.
Okay.
He's going to be coming in, and then we have another individual from a side of station. So it really looks like we have the start of a really good radio lineup and eventually our video on online streaming. When we have guests like Brenna and Antonia, that's just fantastic.
Yes, it is. Very fantastic.
So, Kimberly, any final words of wisdom before we
it sounds like we all need to take a look at some education on updating how we do our banking. I'm
yes.
really excited about taking a look at some of these new things that we talked about today.
You know, and it's very easy. If you just do a search on Ohio Valley Bank, or if you put in ovbc.com, a lot of information. So I'm Patrick.
I'm Kimberly.
And thank you for listening to the OSU South Center's radio live streaming program. Goodbye.